Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Our doing stems, again, from our being. There's a lot of things we can do because we have skills. But except the Lord build the house, we labor in vain. Except the Lord keep the city, we wait, but in vain. Except the Lord, except what we do stems from our relationship with God, it's in vain. I challenge you because I know there are millions of people around the globe this morning that are doing church. But they're not kingdom. They see the kingdom, but they're not entered into the kingdom and they're not inheriting the kingdom. But I'm going to challenge you here this morning to not just see the kingdom, amen, and not just get a foot in the door of the kingdom, but to inherit everything that the kingdom says it belongs to you, amen, and live it out, hello? Amen. And pass it on to your children. Amen. And to their children. Amen. We are heirs. We're heirs together. Did we do Luke 18, 17? Mark chapter 10, verse 15. You gotta, as a little child. Let me just, okay. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. Okay, a little child, the precious ones. Amen. You know, they can give you that that mean mug, and then 2 minutes later, amen. That they don't hold stuff. Amen. They don't hold grudges. Amen. Not the little ones. And you know, stuff can come and go, but they're so resilient. Yes. Yes. To bounce back and to be of that joyful spirit. How has life treated you? Where are you right now?
Amen. Amen.
Yes. I want to forewarn the saints. This is the day where the love of many is waxing cold.
Amen. Amen.
Out in the world. I mean, you know, thank God we're not exposed to a lot of that. God keeps us in our spiritual Goshen. But listen to the news. Look what's happening out in the world and in the darkness. Those that don't know God. And even some in the church, because of trials and tests and challenges, are allowing their hearts to grow cold. What? You become suspicious. You know, you become distance. You used to give everybody you saw a hug when you came to church. Now it's like, you know. Huh? See, COVID left a scar. Psychologically.
Amen.
Amen. But see, if we've inherited kingdom, yes, then we know that every serpent and every scorpion, including disease, yes, and infirmity, yes, is under our feet. Amen. The problem is only many see it, they hear it, they amen it, but they don't enter it or inherit it.
Amen.
Tell somebody right now, it's yours.
Yours.
All day long, it's yours. But what is the reality?
Amen.
What is it that you're living?
Amen.
What is your testimony?
Amen.
Some see, some enter, many inherit.
There is a move of God coming to the Treasure Coast that you do not want to miss. Apostle Trevor Banks invites you to the 30th anniversary celebration of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, Wednesday, July 27th through the 31st. The heavens will be open and there will be a great outpouring of God's Spirit. God has a reset plan for His church. Don't miss it. For more information, call 772-465-7000. 800-288-0036 or go to trbanks.com.
Acts 14, verse 22. Now, here's the reason some don't or haven't entered. Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter Amen. Into the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen.
I can't speak to everybody, but I know when I got saved, I had to get a whole bunch of brand new friends.
Amen.
Everyone I had, if they wasn't saved already, they just kind of filtered away.
Amen.
Everything had to change. Amen. See, some don't enter because of the trouble.
Amen.
See, one thing about a saint, one thing about, especially about a leader in the body of Christ, you got to be decisive. You can't allow the devil to keep just, you know, causing you to vacillate back and forth, and you're getting nowhere. God wants us to advance. See, you can be doing stuff and like a hamster on a wheel, just going nowhere, just doing. But God wants you to advance. Hello? We ought to be better than we were last year. You know what I mean? We ought to be stronger than we were last year. Hello? I said, we ought to be more full of faith than we were last year, even though the devil threw all that stuff at us. Amen. It shouldn't have shaken us. It should have stirred us up. Amen. See, this is an indication. You'll know, okay, I'm in the kingdom. I've inherited because I'm resilient. I get knocked down, but I get back up and I get stronger. I'm more focused, I'm more determined, I'm more willing to give my life. I overcome by the blood, the testimony, and then you fall out of love with yourself. You fall in love with Him. You realize, listen, I can't be stopped when I put my faith in Him. There's no weapon formed against me that shall prosper when I truly trust Him. But if you're just looking at that, all kind of weapons prosper against you. Because you just see it, but haven't entered. So it's trouble. Now, I'm not talking about always sickness and stuff. I'm talking about, see, the battlefield is the mind.
Amen.
That's where stuff starts. That's where the enemy tries to come in through the gate. If you're transformed by the renewing of your mind, then you become a gatekeeper. Amen. And you determine what enters and what leaves. But if you're not renewed in your mind, then you may be living in the mental ghetto. Amen. Last week we talked about how kings or princes, when they're born into royalty, they're trained, they're taught how to be royal. What royalty means. Peradventure, you've not been taught. You've only been taught how to do church.
Amen.
Not that you are the church.
Amen.
And that you are born into a kingdom.
Yes.
And that you're royal.
Yes.
And that you're a new nation.
Yes.
You're a peculiar people.
Yes.
A new creation.
Yes.
Listen, this ain't the old you with a makeover.
Amen.
God didn't just put some paint on the building. Amen. He didn't just add an addition to you. No, he said, if any man be in Christ, he is brand new. There's something brand new. Everything about you, as a matter of fact, is brand new. Have you even perceived that? Some are still living in the old wineskin, in the old thought patterns, in the old habits. When you're a new creation, old things are passed away. I didn't say that. God said it. All things have become new. And guess what? All things are of God. Guess where you got to trigger that and activate that? In your mind. And what's in your mind's got to get in your mouth. If it's not in your mouth, it can't get into your environment. The kingdom is within you. You got to release it. And that's where the trouble comes. Amen. That's what opposition comes. That's what spiritual opposition comes. See, the trouble comes for the word's sake.
Amen.
Now, if you're talking crazy and talking like the world, you're already in trouble, but you don't even realize it because he ain't put no pressure on you because he got you. But it's when you start declaring what thus saith the Lord. When you start speaking over your life what the Bible says. When you start saying, I am more than a conqueror. I am born again of an incorruptible seed of the word of God, which lives and abides forever. I'm forgiven of all my sin, washed in the blood. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. You start saying that, you push darkness back. You say it enough, you begin to create a spiritual Goshen. Now you start walking in the kingdom. You start inheriting the promises of the kingdom. You know, Mr. Devil knows that.
Amen.
He knows that. That's why he sends distractions, disturbances, provocations, intimidation.
Amen.
Like Nicodemus, you go at night.
Amen.
My Bible says, let your light so shine. Listen, this is humble. Stop lowering yourself to try to make other people feel good. Now, let's bring some balance to this. We condescend to men of low estate. But you're making yourself small and putting a bushel over your light ain't helping nobody. We're not arrogant nor proud, but people need to hear the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word. Amen. Not by some testimony. Amen. But by the word of God. Tell somebody, let your light shine that men may see your good works and glorify God. How are they going to see? If our gospel is hidden from the lost. Amen. Tell somebody, I'm saved all day.
I'm saved all day.
I ain't trying to be saved just in church. Everywhere you go, let your light shine that men may see. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. God doesn't want you hidden. He wants to show out through you. I'm talking about God. God wants to show out. He wants the light to shine through you. Give me Luke chapter 9, verse 62. Judgment must begin at the house of God.
Amen.
It begins with us. Yes. A refiner's fire. A purifier of silver. God wants us pure.
Yes.
And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow, and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.